Are you nervous? Are you having trouble sleeping at night? There's so much going on with the economy, with the world peace issue. Everything is just seems like it's all coming at us like a freight train in the night, and we're tied to the tracks. I get that. And sleep is a precious commodity right now. A lot of us are having trouble with, and we get to prevail upon two backgrounds here. My guest, Chris Burris, and myself as a former professor of psychology, where I taught about sleep. And I think it's time that we explore that as a subject base. And I hope that we can take away some suggestions and things you can do here to help you with any sleep issues you have. Because you're going to hear in the course of this program from our guest, Chris, the lack of sleep is problematic for a lot of illnesses. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And our guest, and we'll get right to it right off the top, Chris Burris. Chris, thanks so much for being with us. I'm really excited to get into this topic with you.
Dave, thank you so much for having us. I would never have thought of myself to be able to lecture on sleep. It's just a place that I ended up because, our most consistent testimonial about our product is that people take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night, which is really a profound difference. Most of the things that you might take to positively impact sleep, you would take at night. In fact, and we'll get into it at some point, but I'm excited. Before we get started, should we do a shot? Like, just to make sure we
Sure,
don't
why, hey,
fall
why not?
asleep
Why not? This
during
does
this
have
show?
direct bearing on where we're going, ladies and gentlemen. I got the really big bottle here, so I got to pour carefully.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to you too. This ties directly into where we're going, but if you're sleep deprived, you're waking up at 3 a.m. every morning, we have some answers for you. We really do. So on that note, I'm ready to go. Engines have started. Where do you want to start with this important topic, Chris?
Yeah, well, I think always good to start with a broad overview, right? I'll talk about how universal sleep is. We'll talk about a book. I argue is the best book I've ever read about sleep. And then we'll start talking about a multi-billion person study on sleep that happens not once a year, but twice a year. And you want to stick around for those results. A lot of people. There's a lot of hand waving about sleep, right? Like, people know sleep is good for them. They know it's good for their mental, physical, and emotional well-being. And we tend to approach it like, oh, we really, really should get sleep, unless I find something else to do. And then there's the phrase, I'll sleep when I'm dead. What people don't realize, if you're not getting proper sleep, you will die sooner. The actual physiological. So we think, oh, if we don't get enough sleep, we're a little groggy. Maybe we're a little cranky. Maybe we need to drink a little extra coffee. But I'm here to tell you and give you specific stats, including a multi-billion person study that shows lack of sleep has an actual physiological negative impact on our bodies. So first, sleep is universal among species. And I like to think of this from a broader perspective. So imagine there really is nothing, and now we're safe, right? We have communities, and we can take a get to sleep in our comfortable bed, and our doors are locked, et cetera. But as we're on the plains of Africa, on the plains of the U.S., kind of expanding west, the worst thing you could possibly do is lay down on the ground for about 8 hours for prey to find you. Like this is a horrible, horrible situation. And yet every species on the planet has sleep. Even species that you're like, well, how does that even work? Think about a dolphin, right? Dolphins, mammals, breathe air. They don't have gills, they breathe air. So how does a dolphin sleep? And it's actually called biphasic sleep, where half of their brain sleeps at a time so that they still have the brain function to come up and grab oxygen and then go back down and sleep. So it's so important. They didn't get rid of sleep, they figured out how to do biphasic sleep. That's how important sleep is for us. It is absolutely essential for survival.
I never heard that.
Yeah,
So
there's one.
they have two hemispheres, am I right?
Yep, just like us.
And one hemisphere stays active and one goes to sleep. So I'm wondering, see, what keeps us okay, like we have left brain, right brain, and they have different functions. And the corpus callosum, which connects the two hemispheres, coordinates left brain, right brain functioning. How does their corpus callosum enter into this? How does that happen?
Well, I think they've just evolved to the point where the corpus callosum is orchestrating, hey, dude on the right, you take a nap right now. And then you on the left,
Wow.
you keep us going up for air. And then at some point, switches gears. So now the brain on the left is taking a nap, and the brain on the right is keeping it able to go up and get air. It's really, really important. I don't
That's
know if you know.
fantastic.
Yeah, there is one other. I can't remember it off of the top of my head. There's another creature that does biphasic sleep, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. Maybe it'll come to me. I don't know if you know this. The Guinness Book of World Records removed sleep deprivation from a world record. Right, so you could just stay awake for a long period of time, long enough, and you could win a world record. They removed it because if you stay awake long enough, if you do not get sleep for enough time, you will die. Like this is, there's no like this is, there's not like, oh, you just get groggier and groggier. You will physically die. And we're going to talk about some of the things that can go
There
wrong with
was a
sleep.
guy, I can't remember his name now. He was a top DJ out of New York City on ABC affiliate. And I can't remember his name. Oh my gosh. And I used to teach this. But anyway, maybe I'm getting the side effects here. But he did this fundraiser charity event where he was paid so much per hour that he stayed awake. And he stayed awake for several days and he was never the same. He got fired from every job after that. He got divorced three times. He had a real difficult life. And he was one of America's top DJs. And it was the lack of sleep that drove him over the edge.
Yeah, no, it is, it has severe physiological impacts, and we'll talk about that today. So I am going to be, a lot of what I put together for this presentation comes from Dr. Matthew Walker's book, Why We Sleep. I call this the scariest book you will ever read about sleep because it's 25 years of research. I think he was at Harvard at one point. He's in at Berkeley now, and 25 years of research on the negative impacts of sleep if you do not get enough sleep. I actually call this the Freddy Krueger of sleep books. You may remember Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street, right? Who scares you out of your dreams. This book will scare you into your dreams because if you realize what happens to you when you don't get sleep, then you will be in dreams. In fact, in his introduction to the book, he shares that if by chance you were to fall asleep while reading this book, I would take it as a compliment, which is not what most authors think. He takes it as a compliment because the whole book is designed to teach you about the negative impact of not getting sleep. So let's kind of break down sleep. There are two key drivers that drive us. You mentioned a little bit earlier, right? The suprachiasmatic nucleus, which works to control our circadian rhythm. Now, the circadian rhythm is really when our physiology is in line with the rising and falling of the sun. And as that circadian rhythm gets towards the end of the day, it puts on a pressure for us to want to sleep. Another component is adenosine. Now, we will talk about the mitochondria a little bit later because we think that's how our product is working. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell, and the power that it provides to the cell to do its job is called ATP. And the A in ATP is adenosine. So as it uses that energy, we get this buildup of adenosine in our bodies, and that buildup of adenosine causes us to desire sleep. So when your circadian rhythm is in line with the rising and the falling of the sun, and your adenosine builds up, you have these two pressures that cause you to want to fall asleep. Now, I want to stop here for a second because adenosine is a really interesting talking point. Remember, our most consistent testimonial, people take the product in the morning, report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. Dr. Matthew Walker talks about the $2 billion quote-unquote sleep aid industry. Now, these sleep aids, like Ambien, are depressants, and here's why they seem to work. They relax the chemical pressure of adenosine. So imagine 10 days in a row, you wake up, you haven't gotten proper sleep, the chemical pressure of adenosine hasn't been relaxed, and you want more sleep, right? Because you have this adenosine pressure. And then you take this quote unquote sleep aid, you wake up the next day, it's relaxed the chemical pressure of adenosine, so you don't desire sleep. That would feel like you had really good sleep. The problem is that these quote unquote sleep aids, they are depressants, and they don't let you get the real sleep you need. Now, what kind of sleep do we need? We really kind of break it into three types of sleep: deep sleep or slow wave sleep, which is where our body's working on tissue repair, growth hormone release, immune system activation, and really physical recovery. And then you've got sleep cycles. They happen at about 90 minutes. You want to get 4 to 6 of those per night. And they are REM sleep. We're all familiar with REM sleep, right? That's rapid eye movement sleep. And that's where, when memory consolidation happens, emotional processing happens, and our neural network is recalibrated. Really important. I love Matthew Walker points out that the sleep scientists aren't the most creative because they're, REM sleep is really easy to identify, right? The eyes are moving
Sure.
under your eyelid, so that's REM sleep. And they're so creative that the other type of sleep, they just called it not REM sleep. They didn't give it another name. It's just called NREM sleep. And so this is what you're looking for, that those quote unquote sleep aids are depressants and they don't allow you to get the healing and restorative deep sleep, REM sleep, and NREM sleep that you actually need. And the summary here is sleep is an active biological state that restores the brain and regulates the major body's major systems. So that's kind of an outline of what we understand about sleep. Now, here's where it starts to get scary. The next slide is even scarier. Like I said, a multi-billion person study, which sounds amazing, right? It's hard enough to get a 10,000 person study put together. This is multi-billion. We'll get to that in just a second. So when you get one night of just 4 hours of sleep, there's a 70% reduction in your natural killer cell activity. Now, these are the cells that are, yes, that are used for cancer surveillance and cancer suppression. They also, this impacts and causes low viral resistance. You're more likely to get sick when you don't get sleep, right? Sometimes people are like, oh, jet lag, I visited another country, and the other country has different bugs, and that's why I got sick. And that might be some of it. Another part of it is you're not getting sleep as well as normal. You're not getting, and Matthew Walker defines it as 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep opportunity every night. And if you don't get that, you've got this. If you only get 4 hours of sleep, you've got a 70% reduction.
I have a question on that. Does that 9 hours, is that range, is that inclusive for adults? Because I thought it
Sleep.
was, yeah, I thought it was 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah, well, it's actually, he calls it 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep opportunity, right? So you don't necessarily have to be asleep, but you need to be in bed with the lights off, your eyes closed, right? So
Okay.
maybe you're not actually
A
asleep.
warm up. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, right. So there's a little bit of warm up. Maybe there's an interruption in the middle of the night to use the restroom or whatever. But really, you're looking for 7.5 to 9 hours. Now, he does point out there's about, I think it's 2 to 3% of the population can survive on 6 or fewer hours of sleep. Yep, you. Very rare, right? But there are, 2 to 3% of the population that can do that. So next, when you're deprived of, say, 4 to 5 hours of your 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep opportunity, it actually causes cardiovascular stress. You can increase your blood pressure reading, which would occur over a 24-hour period because of that lack of sleep. It causes inflammation and endothelial dysfunction. Now, endothelial lining is actually the lining on the interior of your blood vessels, necessary to be smooth so blood flows, and it actually does do some compressing to help move the blood along. And by having a negative impact there, you can increase your 24-hour blood pressure reading. So negative. And then finally, at least on this slide, metabolic disruption. So there's a 20 to 30% reduction in insulin sensitivity after 4 to 5 nights of short sleep. It is well documented that if you get less sleep, too little sleep, you'll eat more the next day. Your calorie consumption goes up, right? When you don't get sleep. So
Is that because your body feels it's under threat?
Well, it is the stress, right? And how do I get energy to get through the day because I've got to fight the fact that I've got brain fog, I'm not thinking clearly, I'm struggling to stay awake. So additional calories can help with that. So really, it's an important biological activity for immune optimization, cardiovascular regularization, metabolic stabilization, and neurotoxic clearance.
Before we leave this page, though, all diabetics should get their regular sleep. That's real clear from here, but also to the other aspects. Can you go back one page? I wanted to point something out that I've learned about. I've worked really hard in the last year, year and a half, to try to get maximal physical functioning, and I do progressive weight training and some HIIT and cardio. And one of the things I've learned from my research, when it comes into, I'm seeing, where is it here? Right here, growth hormone release, tissue repair under slow wave sleep. If you don't get your basic sleep, you're wasting a lot of your time and energy in the gym. You really are. You will not get the muscle building. And this has implications for older people. And it's one of the reasons I'm doing it is because the more muscle mass that you have, the less likely you are to have a catastrophic fall, where if people fall have a serious fall, they have a 50% mortality rate in the next year. And so muscle mass is absolutely huge for that, but you can't achieve that as well if you don't get sleep. And that's why I wanted to go back and make that point to my audience.
Well, and you know, when you talk about falls, I'll add a little bit here. So you're absolutely right. Strength is important. Let me first start here because this is really fascinating. I saw a presentation, and they shared in this presentation that say you're learning a new skill, right? So like a teenager learning how to throw a baseball. If they don't get their 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep opportunity that night, they don't store the muscle memory as well or at all. So you've just wasted the workout because you didn't get the proper amount of sleep. And by getting the proper amount of sleep, you cement those that muscle brain muscle memory, that muscle memory. So
Oh, Chris, I'm
extremely.
laughing because last night my son and I spent 2 hours on the driving range, the lighted driving range, and I worked probably 80% of that on my driver, trying to get new muscle memory. I didn't track my sleep last night. I'm hoping I got my 8 hours.
Yeah, because
Otherwise,
if
I
you.
wasted my time.
Yeah. So, I mean, really important. As it comes to falls, there's really kind of three key drivers, and one of them will surprise you. So, of course, you've got strength. Of course, you've got balance, right? So maybe you don't even get in a situation where you're going to fall. But if you think about your foot getting trapped on something and now you're tilted over and you're about to fall,
Yeah.
you also need to have speed because you've got to pick up that foot that got trapped on something, get it in front of you quickly and put it down. So you need the strength after you put
Ooh.
it down, but you need the speed to be able to get it in front of you. So you
I have a
do.
question along those lines.
Yeah.
Does lack of sleep, let me explain this so the audience will know where I'm going with this. Type one is slow twitch. It's like endurance if you're an endurance runner. Type two is strength, but it's also speed. And what Chris is talking about here is the speed to recover from an almost trip on a fall. So let me ask you this. Which one of those does lack of sleep most affect, type one or type two?
I think it's both, right? I think like you're not going to improve in your type one, you're not going to improve as much in your type two if you're not getting your sleep, right? So yes, add a little bit of speed training, you know, whatever, if that's, you know, from kind of a squatted position where you're shut, you know, instantly switching your foot, whatever the speed training looks like, if it's going around cones, add some of that to your workout and still you need the sleep. Otherwise, you're not going to get that muscle memory that you need.
I do, you're gonna laugh. I have a heavy bag I work out with, and I do hopping sidekicks on both sides. And sidekick, you know, you lift your knee up, chamber it, and you kick out. It's from my old karate days. And then I'll switch legs and do the same thing. And it's balance. And I've stumbled on those kicks, and it does teach you balance. But like if you're getting into a bathtub and start to slip, that skill right there could help you recover before you fall.
And again, that's the speed, it's the strength, and it's the balance. It's those three key things. And you're right,
Exactly.
the stats are disastrous after well, really after a hip, you know, fracture from a fall. Not just a fall in general, but an actual hip fracture.
The hip fracture is where it really gets you because then there's complications from that.
And it's hard to recover, right? So you're bed prone for some period of time, you're going to have muscle deterioration. So best to avoid that. And that's again with strength, speed, and balance. All right, so here's this multi-billion person study. Now remember, it doesn't happen just once a year, it happens twice a year, and that's because it's daylight savings time, right? So it's 1.6 billion people are involved in daylight savings time. That's 70 different countries. And look at this stat. The part of the year where we lose 1 hour of sleep, there is a 24% increase in heart attacks. So again, not getting sleep, that 1 hour less of sleep, isn't just hand waving of like, oh, I feel tired, I'm a little cranky, I need an extra cup of coffee. It has a physiological impact. It has a 24% increase in heart attacks. And then you look on the other side of the year where you gain that hour of sleep and you get a 21% reduction in heart attacks,
That's
right? So,
not a spurious relationship either, is it?
no,
No.
this is significant and you have too many data points, right? Like you're just
Wow.
pulling data out of hospitals, like how many heart attacks happened today? Like super easy to pull this data in significant amount. It's almost a 25% increase in heart
Well, I
attack.
know the accident rate goes up a lot higher with automobiles when you lose an
Also,
hour of sleep. I've read
yes.
that on insurance reports. Now I have the Arizona effect. Okay, this doesn't apply to me. We don't change time zones in Arizona.
Smart.
Smart, I agree.
Like the data is clear. It's smart. Like you shouldn't be change. We shouldn't be changing time zones. I don't know. You know, the Congress has access to this data. I don't know why they're not changing it. Like it's just crazy.
I can't think of a good reason unless they want fewer people. That's the
Yeah.
only thing I can think makes me. I don't see how they're making any more money
Yeah, no.
unless they're getting donations from morticians.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Or Mako, right? The car accident
Yeah.
company, like, because there's more car accidents when we lose that hour of sleep. And that's you're exactly right. That's well documented. And they go down when we get the extra hour of sleep. Like it has physiological impact. Sleep is extremely important. So I want to talk about our sleep study. So because our most consistent testimonial involves sleep, we did this crossover study. It was a small cohort of people, but we really did survey questions, right? Like questions like sleep rating, how easy was it to fall asleep, your restlessness. We collected 10 days of survey data prior to the participants taking the product, 10 days while they were on the product, 10 days off the product, and then 10 days back on the product. You can see here clearly, everyone. Well, in this, you see the aggregate of the data, and it shows improvements when people taking the product. The results are even better than that, which is all of this small cohort reported. Every single person, 100% of the participants reported improvements in sleep when they were on the product. Right, so a pretty fantastic result. And we will. Our goal is to do a clinical trial quality sleep study before the end, well, to get it started before the end of the year. So we're really excited
Did
about
you
this.
translate this into correlation effects, or was it, did you do cause and effect?
I really, this is as far as I've gotten.
Okay,
I
okay.
mean, actually, with ChatGPT, we could throw it in there and figure
Phase
out
one
the.
for future research.
And the purpose of crossover study is really to kind of eliminate placebo.
Got it.
And to be, double blind. So you can see what the results during, it doesn't remove double blind, sorry. But it does kind of help mitigate some of those factors. So you do see a decrease, although an increase from baseline, but you do see a decrease typically, when they go off the product.
You know, something occurred to me, Chris. Two things. When you first mentioned this, I'm saying I've never seen this with a sleep study from pharmaceutical-based companies that could benefit from it. And then I thought they won't benefit from it because their effects are short-term only. So that's why they don't do it.
And well, I'm there's all sorts of we could talk about
Yeah, I
why
know. I
they.
hear you, but you just opened up my mind to that. Listen, here's the thing that we know. Generally, most of your sleep aids will put you to sleep. It deprives you of REM sleep, so you wake up feeling more restless. It also causes things like early morning awakening, so you don't get your full cycle of REMs. Those are the things I know from the research, and I'm thinking they don't want research that really shows that. Some research has been done by non-pharmaceutical companies, so I just answered my own question. Sorry for asking it. I had
Yeah,
to th
no,
I
I
had to
like
think
it.
I had to think it through.
I like it, right? And like I said, we're going to do a clinical trial on this because we really believe in we're that very weird supplement company. Weird supplement companies continue to do research like we do. Most supplement companies don't,
I
and
know.
even fewer supplement companies will publish that research. We published in 2024, 2025. We'll be publishing this year, and hopefully starting a clinical trial on sleep before the end of the year. So super weird. Now,
No, but I think it's admirable
thank
because
you.
you're showing complete transparency.
Yeah, well, I just believe it's the right thing to do. Like, it's not that complicated. It's the right thing to do. So, and then, so what is our product? What is it all about? It is about this molecule, ESS60, discovered in 1985. The scientists who discovered it at Rice University here in Houston, that's where we're based. The three scientists, Dr. Smalley, Dr. Curl, and Dr. Croteau, won the Nobel Prize for their discovery in 1996. We actually started manufacturing a full 5 years before they were awarded the Nobel Prize. We are the oldest and longest manufacturer and distributor of this molecule on the planet. I'm not a very braggadocious person. This is as much as I will brag. It's not unreasonable to suggest that because we were delivering commercial quantities of this molecule to research institutions around the world, scientists across the globe had the material in their hands and could figure out how spectacular it is. And that is part of the reason that they won the Nobel Prize, so that because they could actually do physical research on this molecule. The molecule is a more amazing. I describe it as performing better than any material and than almost every material in almost every application. So it makes better inks, better batteries, better tires, better photocells. That can often make people nervous as we're thinking about taking it. And the story gets a little worse. So this shape right here, front and center, is the same shape as benzene, right? Now, benzene is not the same chemical formula, but it's the same shape. Benzene is ubiquitous in our society. If you have any doubts, just kind of look around you. Imagine everything that's plastic gone because the foundational molecule is the benzene ring. Many medications have the benzene ring as the foundational molecule, including, say, aspirin. The problem with benzene is when it's on its own, it's known to be toxic and known to be carcinogenic. And so
Yes.
this ESS60 molecule has 20 of these benzene rings on the exterior of the cage, and they just thought it would be toxic. They put it in a toxicity study, and instead of being toxic, the test subjects that they gave it to, in this case, Wistar rats, lived 90% longer than the control group. So the single longest longevity experimental result on mammals in history, peer-reviewed published research, is because of this molecule dissolved in olive oil. And I'm very proud to share that our lab provided the material, and our lab is mentioned in that study also. Like, so we're the OGs of the OGs. Now let's talk about just a little bit about what we think it's doing. And we're going to talk about the mitochondria. And I have this picture as it relates to sleep, which is a little bit inaccurate, but it's just kind of a way for me to break it down. That as you sleep, there's this checklist of things that your body needs to go through, right? It needs to manage emotions, it needs to consolidate memories, it needs to repair tissues, et cetera. And one of the things that it needs to do is repair and manage your mitochondria. And because of what I'm about to describe to you, the mitochondria is already taken care of. So your sleep process can just move on to the next line item. And that's why we think it's having a positive impact on sleep. So we know from peer-reviewed published research that this ESS60 molecule, by the way, this is called the BOSS theory, stands for buffering oxidative stress system. We know from peer-reviewed published research that this ESS60 molecule gets into the mitochondria. We also know from way back in the 90s when it was discovered that it can hold up to 6 negatively charged particles. And here's what that looks like. A little refresher. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. There's between 50 and 5,000 mitochondria in every cell in your body, except for your blood cells, which have 0, and your brain and neurons, which have 2 million. It is amazing how much energy our nervous system uses relative to our other systems. So like any power source, it has a negative byproduct. You know, think about your car going down the road. It's got exhaust. In the case of mitochondria, it's got reactive oxygen species. Now, I like to picture these like little bumper cars running around your body. If they're left to their own devices and they run around your body, everything they smack into, they cause rust. Well, internally, that's oxidative stress, oxidative damage, ultimately inflammaging. Now, this sounds horrible, and it is, but like so many biological systems in your body, there's a way to manage this. And in this case, it's glutathione, the antioxidants, glutathione and melatonin. I always say it's worth pausing here because melatonin is the sleep hormone, and our most consistent testimonial involves sleep. In fact, this whole presentation is about sleep. So there's really good parallels because this ESS60 molecule, according to the BOSS theory, is working in conjunction. It's not replacing, but in conjunction with this melatonin. So with the glutathione and melatonin, it can manage those reactive oxygen species, neutralize them. So you see them as beautiful blue reactive oxygen species. They've been bonded with glutathione or melatonin, and so they're not going to do any damage. They're not left to their own devices. But what happens when you stress a mitochondria? Of course, you got to ask, how do you stress a mitochondria? I like to point out, if you're alive in modern society, you have stressed mitochondria. And when you have stressed mitochondria, as an example, smoking, drinking, smog, cell phone, EMF radiation off of your cell phone, which we all have experience, you know, which we are all experiencing on a daily basis, when that happens, your mitochondria starts producing more reactive oxygen species than can be managed. You can see some are managed here, right? So you've got some of these baby blue reactive oxygen species that are bonded with either glutathione or melatonin, but the extra ones are now left to their own devices and everything they smack into oxidative stress and oxidative damage. And that's where the ESS60 molecule comes in. Again, peer-reviewed published research. We know it's in the mitochondria. We know it can hold up to 6 negatively charged particles. So we believe it holds onto up to 6 of those reactive oxygen species so they can't run around and do damage. And then when that particular mitochondria replenishes the glutathione, replenishes the melatonin, then that glutathione and melatonin can manage those reactive oxygen species appropriately. I'm assuming I've shared my funny biological analogy that starts with Mardi Gras.
No, tell me, I don't
Oh,
remember that.
so I don't know if you agree, Dave. I believe that all biological analogies should start with Mardi Gras. So it's, I mean, a lot of biology happens at Mardi Gras, so why not? It's the end of Mardi Gras, and you have these drunk reactive oxygen species on Bourbon Street, right? Causing that rust. They're spray painting the walls, they're smashing windows, and you have the New Orleans Police Department, the glutathione and the melatonin, coming onto Bourbon Street, handcuffing themselves to those reactive oxygen species and getting them off of Bourbon Street. But what happens, and I'll turn this off because I don't have a slide for it, but what happens when the New Orleans Police Department get overwhelmed? They take those reactive oxygen species and they put them in a paddy wagon. They attach them to the exterior of the ESS60 molecule so they can't run around of their own devices and do any damage. And then when the New Orleans Police Department can replenish the glutathione, replenish the melatonin, then they can handcuff themselves to those reactive oxygen species and get them off of Bourbon Street. And that is why we say the ESS60 molecule is the boss, a buffering oxidative stress system. And the summary is, we believe we're reducing the negative impact of stressed mitochondria. And because they're in every cell in your body except blood cells, if you reduce the negative impact of stress mitochondria, you should have systemic benefits. You should have what we have, which are head-to-toe testimonials.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. And I almost think of this product now, the way you described it, as the National Guard. The New Orleans police couldn't handle it, so they had to call in the National Guard, aka C60. So yeah, that's fascinating stuff. To kind of review though, I just wanted you to hear this, ladies and gentlemen, again. Lack of sleep, if you don't sleep properly, you've got cardiac effects, you've got blood pressure that relates to that. You've also got personality changes that can come about as a result. You have skill deficit development that you have to deal with. It's everything really across the board.
Yeah,
Let
it's
me ask you
bad.
this question. You said something too about killer cells. A lot of people may not have picked this up. Killer cells, T cells, things like that, they kill off the cancer. That this is so important that people don't realize that that's the deal. And then, diet, that's a whole different discussion, but diet comes into these things too. You can enhance the positive effects too with diet, and supplements are considered to be dietary, right?
Yeah, ours is a nutritional supplement. So yeah, it is. I love to do this presentation. In fact, in the middle of the pandemic, with a buddy of mine who's a human behavior expert, we actually funded a PR tour to go on different radio shows and different outlets and share some tips and tricks about sleep and to try and help people to get better sleep. Because in the middle of the pandemic, everybody's stressed out. They're not responding appropriately when you don't I called it the horrible emotional sleep spiral, right? Where you didn't get the best sleep. You can't handle your emotions. It's funny. I drew this parallel. So your cell phone actually has like two bar systems, right? One of them is how much signal you have, and the other one is how much battery you have. But we don't have like something that's sitting on our vision telling us how well we slept or how good we are at managing our emotions, right? If we knew that we were bad at it, we might kind of pull ourselves out of those situations. And so in the pandemic, everybody's operating on edge, and you would make mistakes, right? Tough conversations, et cetera. Then you go to bed that night, you're ruminating about what you said or how you said it or what they said, and now you're not getting sleep. And it just made it work. It was this horrible, worse. It was this horrible emotional sleep spiral. And so yeah, we did a PR tour because that's so important.
Fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating.
So, and then really the last slide here is people ask often, like, what is the time frame that I might experience something? And we do think of it as a 3-month time frame. It has really good parallels with our most consistent testimonial that people take it in the morning. They report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. With month one really being focus and energy. And where the testimonial I lean on here is we got some product to an influencer. She took that product, recorded a video that night, and in the video, she pointed out that she didn't finish her cup of coffee. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, that's a big deal to even notice it, for it to be true that you didn't finish it, and two, that you even notice it. That's a big deal. I will share, I used to be a 2 to 3 cup of coffee per day person. I'm now more of a 0.5 to 1. It's more about the ritual, right? I come to the office, I go make my coffee, I like the taste. Also, it's when I take my C60 Evo. Prior to getting it as part of my coffee routine, I was a little haphazard. and I could get to the middle of the afternoon. And if I ever felt like I needed a nap or maybe another cup of coffee, I could always look back and I hadn't taken my product. So now it's part of my coffee routine. And I think that's really important. For month two, it's where we start, people will start reporting deeper sleep. I think it's actually happening in month one, but everybody gets a little bit more or less sleep each day. And to look back and say, I started taking C60 Evo, I've been more rested, I've gotten better sleep, it's easier to fall asleep. It takes a while for that to kind of key in, like, oh, it's the C60 Evo that's responsible for that. And I'll share my business coach. What he likes to say, what he says regularly is that for 50 years, he needed an alarm clock to wake up. When he started taking C60 Evo, he wakes up before the alarm clock, right? And I like to point out he's a business coach. So he's got late night mixers, late night dinners. None of that matters, except if he doesn't have the product for about 10 days, then he starts to need the alarm clock. Now, that coincides with the data in the literature that says this molecule clears out of your system in about 10 days. But yeah, that's sleep. And then finally, in month three, this is where we start seeing the, if you're reducing the negative impact of stress mitochondria, you should have systemic benefits. And we start getting those reports at month three. And frankly, some of the reports and testimonials, they're just so powerful, we can't share them, right? They're disease related and we can't share them. The FDA needs us to do, and I think this is the right thing, a lot more research and frankly, a lot more expensive research in order to be able to make claims and share those claims. What I will share with you is my father-in-law at about, he was walking with a cane and at about the 3 month mark, he stopped using the cane. Because of that, he started walking further. And of course, if you're walking further, not because of our product, but if you're walking further, you're losing weight. And that just became this amazing positive cycle, which really kind of supports reducing the negative impact of stress mitochondria. And that's how we think of the timeline.
Very good. That's fantastic stuff.
And so if you want me to jump in here, I'm happy to, we've got the link already pulled up for your audience.
Yeah, the Common Sense Show. You go to c60evo.com/Dave Hodges.
Yep. And there, what I'll recommend is just scroll down. These are some of our popular products, but our best deal, we talk about the science. We've got some testimonials, the key ingredients. It's a high quality extra virgin olive oil, which is already amazing for you. Like I said, the testimonials, and here's our best deal. So we break the deals down into two, three, and six. The best deal, 20% off. Plus the coupon code. There's a coupon code at the top. If you want that coupon code, you do have to go to c60evo.com/Dave Hodges. The reason we do the best deal on six is, remember, it's about a 3 month process. So our thought process was, hey, you could buy six, keep three for yourself, maybe give three to somebody who might also need that experience. Or you could be like me, I'd be selfish and I would keep all six. In any case, you can go on subscription and save additional money. I highly recommend you do that. Even if you just want to try the two, three, or six just once, go ahead and go on subscription, save that money. Our customer service team has 1,000 five-star reviews on Google. You can cancel this at any time. They are not trained to talk you out of canceling it. They're trained to help you, and they do an amazing job. It just turns out that most people stay on subscription. So take advantage of that discount. And then next, we call this our Inside Out Starter Set. That does have our advanced facial serum. It's amazing vegan ingredients. The scent is amazing. Our testimonials are off the charts. My wife actually uses this on under and on top of makeup, leaves a nice little shine and doesn't mess up the makeup. Our testimonials for men are also amazing. Why take care of your inside and have this potential to live longer, right? By the way, that's rats. That's not us. We're certainly not making that claim. And not look great on the outside. Again, you've got your two, three, or six options. You take those three for yourself, share the other three, or keep them all for yourself. And again, on subscription, there's a couple dollars to be saved. Go ahead and take advantage of that subscription price, even if you just want to do it once. And that's the best deals that people can get.
Yeah, the good deals. And I'll tell you, the result is fantastic. I just got to recommend folks, if you got the sleep going on, fine, that's great. But for those of you in over half adults, particularly the older you get, the more sleep disruptions there are. And so I would just say to you, this is something you probably should look at trying. Again, go to C60 Evo, EVO, c60evo.com/Dave Hodges. Chris, been very informative, my friend. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing this science with our audience.
Dave, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
Yes.
I believe Russia just started World War III. It's reactionary to what Trump threatened yesterday, but nonetheless, they're going way above and beyond what Trump threatened against Iran. And I got to believe that Trump is going to escalate against Russia, and I have no problem with it. Once we're in this war, ladies and gentlemen, we are trapped. We have to fight this war now to win it. Unless we can find a suitable off-ramp, which Israel destroyed when they killed the individual from Iran that was negotiating with our allies to find an off-ramp, we are now trapped in this war. We're going to talk about a number of variables here, but we're going to focus on two things: what Trump threatened and what Russia went and did. And now the ball is in Trump's corner. And I have a feeling I know what he's going to do. And on this point, I have to say I support it. We're brought to you by the cream from Nanosoma that'll make your joints whole. You got problems with inflammation? You got problems with pain, joint pain? I did. It drove me out a lot of things that I love to do. Not anymore. You put the cream on your joints, it grows pluripotent stem cells, and it takes a while for it to kick in. It's not like you take it today and tomorrow you're just fine. That's not how it works. For me, it was about 6 to 8 weeks of application 3 times a day, and today I'm doing things I haven't done in over a quarter of a century. You can get the same relief. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. What did Trump threaten? He threatened to turn out the lights in Iran. I'm not sure how he's going to do it. Bombing would have to be intensive, and now we don't have air superiority like we once thought because of the S-400s and other issues. And we're going to have a weapons discussion probably tomorrow. Some people out there, I'm sorry, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't think the S-400s are a problem? Well, they're not only a problem, we now are seeing other things being delivered by Russia that are a big problem. There is an issue with, and I think Trump has to use localized EMP weapons. He might go conventional, but I have a feeling it's going to be localized EMP weapons, and there's a number of options that he has. And oh boy, this is where Erica Kirksbaum comes in. This is her expertise. No wonder they're getting away with so much, and not so much Lori, but Erica and TP USA. And if you followed me at all, you know what I'm talking about. So Trump wants to turn out the lights, but on the other hand, Russia attacked us with encrypted signaling and interference on the app Signal. This was a warning shot across the bow. We can get to your communications anytime we want. We can infiltrate your infrastructure. If we go after Iranian power structure, I believe the Russians are telling us that they're going to come after our power structure. Now, I go back to retired Green Beret, John Moore, good friend of mine. I've been on John's show more times than I can count. And I'll tell you what John said when he came on my show. He said, a team of 8 Spetsnaz, this was his reference point. Not that it'll come into play today, but he said a team, not even working electronically, can take down a grid the size of LA in a very short amount of time, and there's probably nothing we can do to stop it. Now, I think right now that what John was acting on is probably 20 years old, but we're now probably going to look at something electronic. But the Russians are sending a clear message. You mess with their grid, we're going to mess with your grid. Now, this comes back to something. I don't even represent the company anymore, not for any bad reason. I just am busy moving in other areas. But you need food, and I will talk about that in a minute. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. I'm warning you, the grid could be coming down, or a portion of the grid, and you may be unfortunate enough to be in that. But even if you're not, you're still going to be affected by the grid that is down, because of the drain on resource, supply chain, and so forth. food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. This is not an overreaction. I know some people say, oh, Dave's being Chicken Little again, the sky is falling. But if you have studied electronic warfare at all, like I have, you know there's a progression of escalation. It usually doesn't start with, let me push the button and here comes our ICBM and our subs have already launched. You got 3 minutes. It won't start that way. It'll be escalation. Russia delivers weaponry to Iran that negates a lot of what we want to do. We take out the grid. We should have done a Cuban-style blockade, a la the Cuban Missile Crisis, and told the Russians, you will turn back or we'll shoot you down. We did that with a Chinese surveillance ship. We fired a warning shot when we had marine activity on an Iranian island, and we said the next shell isn't going to be a warning shot. And they backed off. We should have done the same thing. We'd have been better off to have the fight right away rather than be put in a corner where we're at the disadvantage. We should have turned around Russian supply ships and Russian aircraft, and we should have said, you will not pass. And we're going to set up a blockade, and if you violate the line, we're going to shoot you down. I really think that's what should have happened. Because now Iran's on an equivalent status with our air war with regard to safety of our pilots. And you know, it's funny, they're using cheap technology, $5,000 drones to shoot down $100 million airplanes. Israel's getting destroyed with this. 10% of their F-35 fleet is gone. Okay, now over here with the grid down, then they'll be saying to us, what are you going to do? And if you think it's going to stop there, think again. What happened during the Biden administration? Totally open borders. Most of the people came here, no threat. They want the best of America. No threat, just like any other immigrant group. Although they came in such numbers, it's really hard for us to absorb the cost. But that being said, what about the ones that came here that tried to take over apartment buildings in places like Colorado Springs, Commerce City, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, primarily? And in Chicago, we've played the tapes. We've shown you the evidence. TDA, Sinaloas, CJNGs, MS-13, Chinese. We had Casey Fleming on, advisor to the White House and to the Pentagon. He told you what the numbers are of the Chinese that are here. What do you think they're going to do when the escalation starts between Russia and the United States? You think they're going to sit silent? So the next phase of this would be to have a Tet Offensive kind of an attack, something I've been talking about for over a dozen years. If you don't know your history, let me explain it to you very quickly. Lyndon Johnson was lying his butt off about us winning the Vietnam War in 1968. The North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong came to our side and said, let's do a truce for 3 days. Okay, Tet Lunar New Year holiday, big holiday in Vietnam. They used that as an excuse to have our guard down, and they attacked every capital city and every province, including for a brief time capturing our embassy in Saigon. The ambassador had to defend himself and kill intruders. I remember seeing the interview with Walter Cronkite on CBS News. That turned America against the war because they realized Johnson was lying about the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese being near defeat. Now, they didn't hold on to anything. They were firmly defeated, but it took time. It cost lives, and America turned against the war. You don't think the Russians know this history? The terrorism will stop when you leave Iran alone. And then I guarantee you, Russia will arm Iran with nuclear weapons and make them a nuclear partner. This is how out of control this is. I can't write a script. I can't give you a prescription for fixing it. But this is ready to spin out of control. It's funny. You can get the news on the invasion of Signal. Oh, it's no big deal. It's just a communication app. It's a signal because it came right after Trump's 48-hour threat that we're going to take your grid down, Iran, if you don't open up the Strait of Hormuz. And that on top of heavy Russian weapons being shipped into Iran that we have shown we can't deal with. The S-400s, four F-35s, one American, three Israeli, out of operation. The AWACS is down. We got a problem. And are we close to World War III? I think there is absolutely no question. Now, one thing I'll say for Donald Trump, he is the master negotiator. Yeah, I heard Colonel McGregor say the other day, a great analogy. He could sell snow to Eskimos and said, this brand of snow is the best. You would never want to go back to anything else and sell it to him. Yes, he's right. Trump is a master negotiator. But for doing that, if he's going to get us out of this possibility, he's going to have to tell Netanyahu where to go and what to do when he gets there. And you shut up or we'll shut your money and supplies off. And by doing that, I believe Trump endangers himself. Is that blunt enough for you? I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, this is realistic. And did I think of this on my own? Yes, I did. That's a question I know I'm going to get. Did I test this out with anybody? Of course I would before I'd come on here. Because to the uninformed and ignorant person about how these things work and escalate, it's going to sound like absolute lunacy. If you know anything about the escalation of electronic warfare combined with conventional warfare as a precursor to nuclear war, and that's where I believe this could be headed, then you know that I might be, if anybody, being too conservative. This could fall apart within a week. I mean, the world you're living in right now may not be the same in 1 week. And I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying we've stepped into very dangerous territory. Once these tariffs are activated, we have a whole new set of problems. And if you don't think that's true, just go into the search bar, go up to my YouTube channel, and just put in Dave Hodges and Casey Fleming and listen to the three interviews I've done with Casey over the last 5 or 6 weeks. This guy has sat in with the highest political and military authorities in our country. I'm pretty much saying word for word what he has said in those interviews. Perhaps I should rerun those interviews. Pray, this is our best line of defense. My friend Doug likes to say, train, prep, and pray. I'm going to say, pray, train, and prep in that order because prayer might be our best defense. I don't mean to sound fatalistic. But Russia has shown they're not backing down, and the Iranian war is basically over. NATO has fallen apart as an alliance. Colonel McGregor is predicting Germany's going to leave, and I think he's got a good case. But not only that, here we're involved in showdown with Russia, a showdown and a war with Iran, and under Article 5, NATO is obligated to come to our help and to aid our defense. And they've said, big middle finger to you, America. NATO is done, and we could be entering a global conflict without this alliance. And here's where the Europeans are incredibly stupid, and their leaders are really dumber than a box of rocks. They lose NATO, and if we pull out of Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, if we start pulling the nukes out, Putin will roll through Europe like Hitler did with the Blitzkrieg in World War II. The Europeans won't even know what hit them. They cannot handle the Russian war machine. Without the United States, NATO is a joke. You see how far this goes? And it's not going to stop there. What else is going to happen? Well, it's pretty easy to predict. China will move its plans up for Taiwan. China will also help North Korea invade the South. And Japan will find itself isolated. This is crazy. The Japanese are actually rethinking about sending ships to help us in the Strait of Hormuz. And they better, because without American support, they're history. And that's a nation that knows, unfortunately, what it's like to be conquered. It's miserable. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Oh, I can't wait to see the comment section. I know I'm going to hear from people that really understand what I'm talking about. And if you don't really understand it, I would say take what I'm telling you. Don't sit there and just dismiss it because you're not familiar with it. Go and research Colonel McGregor. Now, he's only talked in common with one thing I've said. NATO's in trouble. Germany's going to pull out. I do agree with him on that. He hasn't crossed into these other areas, but he's one place you need to start. And you need to go research a lot of different sources on this. And you'll come to the same conclusion I have if you stay away from Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and all the networks. We've got a tough road ahead. And this was a hornet's nest that we stirred at the wrong time. And I'll tell you, Trump's timing, terrible. If he had to do over again, said, yeah, you know, I really do got to support Israel, he should have done it after the midterm. Should have done it after the midterm. But he may not be worried about the midterm. And I'll leave you with this as my final thought. If things go south in this country, the power grid gets touched partially or wholly, we have mass terrorist attacks like a Tet Offensive, we'll be under martial law. There won't be an election. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.